we spend some time on being free to love. And then, point three, we noted the cause of spiritual love. The cause of spiritual love is God the Holy Spirit. Spiritual love is a fruit of the Holy Spirit. It is not something that we can produce or make, is this spiritual love, this love that we're commanded. Therefore, we deal with the great question, then, how can I have it? How can I tap into the work of God? In this case, the third member of the Godhead, the exact same way, and uses a pattern to the way we tapped into the work of the second member of the Godhead, Jesus Christ, and that was by faith. So, we come to point four, and we take up the means. The means of spiritual love, the cause is the Holy Spirit. The means of spiritual love is our faith. Trusting God the Holy Spirit as we trust in Jesus Christ. For yes, means is a biblical term for by grace you are saved, the means of faith. The means of faith is the way we always receive the work of God. And we spend time with that. Now we're looking at point five. And point five, very important, is the consciousness of spiritual love. And last week, we took up the problem. The problem of spiritual love under the consciousness of it, and the consciousness of it and the problem, you recall, dealt specifically with why all of the descriptions of love, why are they given in the Scripture, if I can't do them? Why are they even there then? That's a bona fide question. It's often given to me by critics, not really seeking answers, but just being critical. But that's okay, because I accept those as a challenge no matter what their motivation is. What is the answer? So if all of these things and the descriptions, love is long-suffering, love is kind, love is not jealous, if all of this is in there and I can't do it, then why is it there? And what are we talking about in having this love coming through us? And we're dealing here with the consciousness of this love. And very important from last week, moving into this week, is this is the difference in the Ephesians passage of be not filled with wine, but be filled with the Spirit. When a person is filled with wine, the concept here is that when you're filled with alcohol, that you're not conscious of what's going on. This is why, as we saw last week, in humorous, we use it in humor, though it is not humorous. That's very important, but we use it in humorous way. Well, you know, what did I do last night, you know? You mean I see the cat where, you know? I did this. And the concept being in that humor is that under the influence of alcohol, drugs, this type of thing, that we are divorced from it. God, let me get this out of your way. I'm sorry. We are divorced from the doing. We're divorced from what's going on. We're not part of it. Even though we were there and we threw the cat out the window and we did this and we did that, we weren't conscious of it. In the spiritual life, we are conscious of this love. This is the difference in being filled with the Spirit and being filled with wine. It is not spiritual love, and this thing that we're going through is not mystical. It is, in fact, they did some, there was an article I started bringing, spend our time reading some of it in the Dallas Religious Session Saturday, dealing with mysticism and mystic, and it's about Christians.